Hey, welcome to Comedy Conversations. I'm Isekai Keen, and this is
Noiseless.
And today, we have some questions.
Question number one is going to be about, have anyone seen that new Blue Lock season?
Listen, Blue Lock season one was absolute fire. I don't even watch football, soccer, whatever you want to call it. But honestly, I was locked in. Locked on even, for real, for real. If you watch the show, you know. And if not, you're missing out. But season two, I'm going to be honest, it has not been hidden the way it's supposed to. Noiseless. I need Noiseless. You tell me your thoughts. Your thoughts first. You go first.
So the people are saying that they think it's some hot garbage. Now, I mean, they're saying that it's a PowerPoint slideshow. And I'm honestly surprised because in the first season, the animation was a lot more dynamic. You had your little freeze frames where they show people's eyes glowing or the hair movement from somebody dashing away in the wind. But to see them kind of literally the ball is the only thing moving across the screen and they're just standing there is kind of jarring. And I've been trying to defend it for the most part. But as the episodes roll in, I'm having a hard time really forcing out an argument. And me and my wife was watching Haikyuu.
Good John. That's a good John.
So to go from Haikyuu and watching them do everything that they do and then go over to what's supposed to be one of the top sports anime in Blue Lock and see just this absolute horrendous animation, it's kind of, or this lackadaisical animation, it's kind of hard to stomach.
Now, since season two's animation has been subpar, inadequate, disappointing to say the least, do you feel as though season one of Blue Lock was carried by its animation?
I mean, you can't really say it was carried. I would say the excitement of it, just getting something that was different. Because realistically speaking, even though soccer is supposed to be like the biggest sport in the world.
It is.
I don't realistically think a lot of Americans watch a whole bunch of soccer. Not in mass. It's not a household sport.
That's fair. That's fair.
So they were seeing soccer, and then you got your anime fans where we already don't get much sports anime to begin with. And you give us some soccer, it's looking cool. The characters are looking cool. We've never seen any of this. And then it's not traditional soccer where you see people running up and down the field like that. You got people doing these crazy poses like this here. You got the ball that went completely up and around somebody's head. They sound like jet engines running down the field. Like, it was dope.
No, it definitely was. It definitely was. Season one gave me some vibes, like Final Fantasy vibes, like playing walk up on Blitzball. I'm like, you over here doing fly kicks. Honestly, I was really, really excited for season two. Saw season two, episode one. I didn't see all of the stale animations. And then, you know, you open up Twitter, you go on TikTok, Instagram. It's memes galore. And I'm like, maybe they're exaggerating. And I watch a couple of clips and I'm like, it's like clips. It's still clips. And everyone's saying, hey, listen, at the end of the day, maybe they're just saving all their animation for the big game. And I'm hoping that that's what it is. Like all of this, all the budget is being packed into this crazy Fire John, crazy showdown. But until then, like you said, it's hard to keep defending his animation. Obviously, when this story isn't exactly super compelling, it's sports. Like, I'm not saying sports aren't really compelling, but it's you win, you lose, it is what it is. There's no overcoming adversity. It's not like, oh, listen, I broke my leg and all I can ever do is play soccer. No, it's like, I want to be the best. I want to be the best striker. I want to beat you. I want to be that team. I want to take your spot. And I like the idea. The premise of it is cool, but I just don't think right now it's kind of living up to its initial hype. That's why a lot of people aren't talking about it like used to. But listen, I still have hope for it. We saw Haikyuu, man. Listen, Haikyuu, Kuroko's No Way. Listen, there's a lot of great sports anime out there. So I'm hoping that Blue Lock makes a change and doesn't end up like JJK.
Oh, that was a salt. That was a sore hit.
It was. Listen, what Gege did to the fans, like, I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen JJK on my feed at all.
Not at all.
When the leakers was going crazy, every Wednesday, Tuesday, 3 a.m. drops, like, you couldn't open your phone up without having a leak. Now, it's not even a drip. There is no JJK conversations. Like, it's
had Usher out here cosplaying.
spoiling too. Yo.
Exactly.
He knew to this. He knew to this. Listen, Megan didn't do that. Usher over here like, it's crazy. Like, yo, what you mean? what you mean? Listen, I just don't like what KK did to the fans. But speaking of the fans, you know who does do right by the fans?
Okay, go ahead. Say his name.
Listen, that's Gota. That's Gota. You know,
yes, sir.
Gota Atra. Listen, One Piece is obviously near and dear to my heart. Almost 90% of my content is around it. And the One Piece fan letter that just came out, I have nothing but great things to say about it. In fact, I watched it, made a video about it, and then watched it again. And I enjoy watching everyone comment their experience on it because it was truly a fan letter. It wasn't rushed. It seems to cater towards us. Matter of fact, before I go, I can go way, way, way further than this. What are your thoughts first, and then I'll give you my opinions on it.
Now, I think the fan letter was absolute heat. Because initially, like, my biggest complaint, a lot of people complain about One Piece. Let's be honest. And a lot of the people who do complain about One Piece haven't even seen it. But my biggest complaint with One Piece as a longtime fan, I've been watching it. I've been a fan since he jumped out the barrel in episode one. I don't like that you get that recap of Gold Roger that takes 2 minutes at the beginning of every episode. And then you got your opening. That's another 2 to 3 minutes at the beginning of every episode. Then you got your recap of what happened last episode. And that's another 2 minutes.
All right. Not too much.
So it's like, No. I got to be honest. I got to hold one of my favorites accountable. So when you take all that into consideration, they did a little bit of talking about Gold Roger in the fan letter, but it was just really a setup of them diving into just the background. And I love the fact that instead of it being a traditional One Piece episode where they focus on pirates or the world government or some other main faction, like the Revolutionary Army, it was specifically for those people that were out there just trying to make it as an everyday civilian. It really kind of puts into perspective exactly how ballsy and how brave that boy Usopp is.
Bruh, listen, I respect Usopp, right? I have my creative differences with him and some other things that I'll chill on for now. But Usopp is literally out there fighting literal giants. Like, the admirals are all 10 feet plus. We see the pacifista in the letter. We see them just destroying towns and people are just running for their lives. And honestly, I'd be with them. Matter of fact, I'd be pushing people over, to be honest, because I'm gone.
Exactly.
That thing is just blowing up buildings and everyone just, how do you react to that? I ain't got no devil fruit powers. I don't have hockey. Neither does Usopp. I mean, Usopp has observation hockey now. But at the time when it's displayed, he just a regular dude. Like, he just a regular dude who dreams about being brave. And I commend him for doing what he does. Obviously, he's not my top three. But I am a fan of Usopp. All I know is if he don't do nothing to Elbaf, though, I got nothing for him.
Come on, put some respect on Usopp's name. Put some respect on God, Usopp.
Listen, I would love
to. Are we forgetting the role in Dressrosa?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'm just saying, he contribute. You know what I'm saying? He'd do his thing.
You know? He was there when the Tom Titus got transformed in front of the Sugar and went out and he ran. He was there when Robin transformed. Listen, at the end, this is not an Usopp slaughter. This is not an Usopp slaughter fest. I'm just saying, he has dubs that the other people couldn't have got. You know, they wouldn't have got off Thriller Bark if it wasn't for Usopp and his cowardice. So we have to respect people in the roles they play.
Big bluff on Perona.
I mean, that's kind of his thing. He's a big bluff. Like, that's his whole thing. But it'd be working. He like, listen, if you ain't got it, pretend. And
crazy that he makes that work.
He got some knockoff stuff, I promise you, yo. He just keep knockoffs. Like the 10-ton hammer, that's what he does.
I love that.
So hard. Fake stuff. Like, he like, listen, this right here, 20,000 right here. And it's like, okay. It's almost like $10.
Bro, there's no way you're lifting that up. Like, it's not happening.
God, the Usopp. Listen, honestly, I just feel like the fan letter, like I said, was catered towards us. Like, everyone would love to yell at Luffy about something or would want to talk to some of the Straw Hats about anything. And being able to place us in it and seeing how it's not just us. They're impacting swaths of people. At the end of the day, influencing the whole archipelago. They were gone. This is after they were gone. So their absence over this time, people were still anticipating and hoping that they came back. They had swaths of fans. They have a whole crew mobbing. Brooke got people that don't even know he Brooke. Like, and then seeing it from the Marine perspective, that was a bit jarring. Because at first, Marines is ops. We do not mess with the Marines for real. Because
exactly.
Akainu, listen.
On bumpers.
We don't rock with them. But then it's kind of hard to see, like, listen, at the end of the day, they just got jobs. They're trying to take care of their family. They're just trying to hopefully make it back. And then, like, all right, cool. I can shoot this gun. I can fight. But then you see Mihawk come over here, slice an iceberg in half.
I'm leaving.
See Crocodile manifest himself in a sandstorm.
I'm clocking
and then they flash in front of you.
Meanwhile, and you get blown away.
Bruh. Then your brother get trapped under a giant's leg. A giant's leg?
Exactly.
And then you like, damn, I signed up for this? Like, this is the path I chose? And you're like, where did this ice even come from? Was that one of the bad guys? No, it wasn't. It was a Marine. Like, you are endangered by other Marines and pirates.
Had that boy's leg looking like a gummy worm hanging from up under when he got it from under the giant leg. Just like, and I think my biggest inspiration, I got the chills when Buddy was getting ready to run away. Right. His brother told him to run. Yes. And he saw Luffy, and Luffy was like, because you're my brother.
Yep, and he was like,
immediate inspiration.
Nah. Imagine getting saved by the nigga you're supposed to kill. Like, imagine that. Like, you literally got saved by the person you're hunting, you're capturing. The main reason why you were here is the only reason why your brother is still here.
Yeah, man, he's like, nah, we finna catch him. But the whole time he was like, but you know what I'm saying? That's still kind of my guy, though. He's still kind of my guy for real, for real. I like the little girl that was just a big fan of Nami. She kind of looked like Nami.
Listen, she had the orange hair. She had the cosplay down packed. Like, she was
killing. She definitely had the cosplay going. And it was refreshing to see just... It was like a background. I would be a fan of if they did that, like instead of you doing a recap at the beginning of your shows, put one of those types of episodes in every 10, 20 episodes. So we can see what the people in the area are going through when they're coming through there, and the Straw Hats is doing what Straw Hats do. They're doing Straw Hat teams.
I feel like we should get one of those before the arc and after the arc effect. Because let's take Alabasta, for example, right?
Right.
Baroque works, doing numbers, everyone's scared, cool, whatever. It ends, Crocodile's defeated, Baroque works are shattered, Nico Robin, Miss All Sunday, leaves, goes back to press conference. Like, I need to see the people's reaction. Like, do they revere Luffy? Like, he's the one who set them free? He didn't give them that fake boogie powder, he gave them real hope? Like, I would love to see the before and after effect, because at the end of the day, they're pirates. We know this. They're not exactly good guys. They're not bad guys, but they're not good guys. They're pirates. They do pirate things, and it is what it is. We've seen some vile pirates. We haven't seen any good pirates. I guess that the good pirates are the Marines, and we're keeping it 100.
The good pirates are honestly just the Straw Hat Pirates, and maybe the Shanks Pirates.
I don't know. We red hair got a bounty.
That's why I said maybe.
When I say red hair, we
don't know enough. But from what it looked like he's a solid person.
Shanks does seem to be a solid person, but we've also seen him be an unsolid person. Like episode one or two, soon as like everything's all fun and games until someone gets disrespectful with the people in the village. Now Lucky Roo over here like, oh, what do you say? Hey, yo, go take care of him. First body dropped in the series within the episode one or two. Not a, oh, incapacitated. No, drawn to the, boom, gone. While eating a chicken stick. Nope, unfazed. Completely unfazed. And I respect that. I'm like, dang.
Just like, blew and laid that boy down. Straight up.
I mean, I'm not even going to talk about what he did against, you know, Kid and him, but.
And that's for anime people. You're going to see that real soon.
Yeah. It's in the anime. They did that already. They animated that whole thing.
So, oh, okay. Yeah, they're solid.
I didn't speak on the other thing that happened, but the
Kid John. See, that was what I was talking about.
Exactly. Now, the kid John, the kid and the killer John, that was crazy. Like, Shanks is just too powerful. We're gonna get off that. But, like, unfortunately, we have to wait a little while longer before we get to see any of the real good stuffs. Like,
yes.
Egghead was moving fast. Like, I'm reading Egghead, I'm watching Egghead. And now I got to the point that we can't watch Egghead anymore because of the hiatus. And honestly, it makes me sad, man. I get it. They've been cooking nonstop. I have nothing but respect for everyone in the animation studio and all the writers, because curating, if y'all seen the latest, the Galaxy Impact, the Honesty Impact, the whole Planet Buster, the Aokiji fights, the whole Egghead arc, if we keep it at 100, like, it's been fire. It's been on fire since halfway through Wano, if we keep it at 100. And I'm like, I can't even complain. But 6 months might be the longest break I've seen of any anime just abruptly taking. Like I said, I'm not mad at it. I get it.
Hiatus.
Hunter x Hunter is different. I'll keep it at 100. Hunter x Hunter, right, is on anime hiatus and intermittent manga resumptions. That's because of his health. All right, so I understand, Togashi. Gotta look out for yourself. Do what you gotta do. But Hunter x Hunter is gonna stop right when Ging and Gon, like, link up. Like, all right, listen, let's figure out what's next. And I'm like, cool, what's next? Nothing. Whole lot of gray screens. A lot of imagination. The Dark Continent. What's the Dark Continent? Anime onlys, you don't even know what that is. It's a dark place, I'm gonna be honest. Y'all think the Chimera Ants is a problem? Ooh.
This is why I'm here for the theories that it's linked to Yu Yu Hakusho.
Listen.
But you know what I'm saying? I can get in that rabbit hole whenever.
Listen. Now,
what are you planning for the people? Because you primarily make that One Piece content. You go over the Devil Fruits. You've been covering, like, some of the news with One Piece. You went over the fan letter on your channel, your individual channel. So what are you going to be giving the people as a hiatus when they're scratching their neck for some One Piece content?
Listen, as a hiatus continues for 6 months, unfortunately, the manga is also taking a brief reprieve. However, it's only 2 weeks. So I'll be giving out weekly updates on the manga, obviously. I'll still be further exploring some of the Devil Fruits I haven't really touched on. And then I'll be doing breakdowns on characters as well, like all the supernovas, the Yonkos, their first mates, pretty much all their prominent characters. And then lastly, theory crafting. Theory crafting might be intermittent because at the end of the day, I have a lot of theories about Emu. I have ideas about Chopper. Like, there are a lot of things that I will be talking about because I only have time and room to speculate. So I'm, you know, here's hoping that something comes from it. Because I remember I dropped a video on Bartolomeo and then the next week. So, like the next week, people couldn't wait to be like, oh, what happened with this? I'm not Oda. I didn't write this. And we still don't know what happened. So I'll be coming up with possibilities and ideas and linking to, you know, where I got my idea from. I'm not just pulling these things out of nowhere. I'm really about this One Piece life. Like, Gomu Gomu no Kim for real. But, you know.
Stop immediately. Let's not.
Listen. All right. Listen. That's enough One Piece talk for me. You know, mind you, I could keep on talking about One Piece.
But
it's important for us to explore other things. One Piece is important, and One Piece isn't going anywhere. The One Piece journey is for every single one of y'all whenever y'all are ready. But in the meantime, let's hear about some other anime, some more manhwa and manga. So let's hear about some of the noiseless narratives. What you got going for us?
So my narrative of the day is going to be that even though manga has been top tier since childhood, mind you, I'm an old, they would consider me an old taku at this point. But I've been on the manga since a teenager, young kid. So I've pivoted over, and they have like this little meme with progression where you start off manga, well, anime to manga. And now I'm on manhwa. Manhwa, which is just Korean style manga, in my opinion, is arguably the better medium. Because you get a better attention span from the people because it's in color. There's a lot less going on. It's less condensed than a manga panel. So you can scroll down. Everything's like top to bottom instead of right to left. You read from left to right, and then it's from top to bottom, and you just scroll along, beautifully colored panels. And even though I would say when it comes to adapting it, it'd be a little harder because of how quick you can get through one chapter in a manhwa. Manhwa is just, like I said, some of the more compelling stories as well. Now, Solo Leveling was one of the hottest manhwa that's been adapted as of late.
Listen, we and love Solo Leveling. You can't argue that. Sung Jing Woo, we listen. I was praying for this. I made this happen. Just so y'all know, I made this happen. I manifested this, but continue, sir.
Yes, we have been praying for that. That was actually the first video on my anime TikTok page was about Solo Leveling.
See?
The very first video. But if you like Solo Leveling as a series so far and you want to get into manhwa, then you really ought to take a look at Boundless Ascension. Now, Boundless Ascension is a manhwa. You can find it on the Webtoon app, which is free. You don't have to pay for anything for you to pull it up. I'm pretty sure there's over 100. They just hit 100 chapters in the manhwa. So you got plenty of material to read. But it's a similar story. You got your weakest hero out there, and he really can't even get any gigs. And he basically gets a chance by getting drawn into the tower, and he builds himself up to be one of the strongest characters in the series. And it's just about his journey from going from weak to strong. But unlike Sung Jin-woo is really like gloomy, brooding. He's kind of like what you would say Sasuke is like. It's a similar energy. Sung Jin-woo is better, but it's a similar energy.
Don't do that. Do not compare Sasuke to that. Don't do that.
But
you compare Sasuke to Hiei? Exactly. See now. See
you
see
can't
that?
You can't compete where you don't compare.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't do that.
I'm just trying to get the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? The people want some reasonable manhwa. But the main character is really, he's more of like a, if you would compare Sung Jin-woo there, I would say Naruto is a more valid comparison for the main character from Boundless Ascension.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of goofiness in him. He's got his goal that he's trying to hit. I think he's a bit more intelligent than what Naruto was in the early portion of the series, but he is a little bit older. But it's a pretty good little intro series if you want to get into mom. Now, what you got for the people?
Okay. Now, obviously, Solo Leveling is great, and I would never, ever disrespect Sung Jin-woo by comparing him to Sasuke. However, if you're interested in reading some manhwa, and you want something a little bit edgier, I recommend Legend of the Northern Blade. Okay.
See, it's, I don't even know
right,
this one.
Listen, this genre right here, right? It follows a young man who is the son of a great sect leader, right? And his dad, unbeatable type dude, like he perfected the perfect style and everyone wants it. And he's like, nah, y'all ain't getting it. So all of his people, including the people he was used to be cool with, joined up. Bam, they jumped him. Now, dad's gone, but they're like, he's like, listen, he's like, oh, he one of those, listen, y'all can take me and leave my son alone. That was a whole deal. And surprisingly, they honored it. But they ransacked Bull's whole sect. They took all his scrolls, all his teachings, all his techniques, and they just took it and left the kid to feast for himself. Mind you, they got someone watching the house the whole time just to make sure he's not doing nothing crazy. Like, nah, we don't know if the son told him something. So, turns out, the son goes to the attic, chilling. Moonlight comes in and he sees some weird inscriptions in the house. He's like, oh, these is patterns. Oh, bet it. So the son starts training himself using his dad's unbeatable style and whatnot. But no one knows that because he's just chilling by himself. And then it all goes left when some people who shouldn't be there decide to get a little too close to his property. They get in danger and the boy has to make it do what it do. And I ain't saying more than that, but just know visually, absolutely stunning.
How many chapters?
Over 100.
I'm looking at that tonight.
Listen, Legend of Northern Blade. I'm trying to tell you, it's visually stunning. It is beautiful. The story is nice. It is betrayal. It is deceit. It is all, listen, all that stuff that really captures your attention is in there. Mind you, it's a fighting that you'll see a lot of, you know, blood,
death. It's the Murom style.
Exactly. That's exactly
what it is. It's the Murom style where it's like a martial arts society. I like that.
Exactly. So if you're into that, highly recommend it. And if not, I still highly recommend it. Get into it, yo.
It's definitely for those people who be all about the fighting.
Oh, yeah. You want fighting? Like, oh, I just want to watch this. You got unique weapons, abilities, all of that. With a mild dose of realism because people aren't doing anything too crazy, but then again, so they are. But I'm not spoiling for you. Like I said, for me, my mom recommendation has to be Legend of the Northern Blade.
And now, in the terms of just mom recommendations, I got one that's just outside of a comparison, but just something to read if you want to check into the genre. Mist, Might, and Mayhem.
What's that about?
Well, it's not Mist, Might, and Mayhem. It's just Mist, Might, Mayhem. So essentially, the main character, he's evil.
I like that already.
He has, and that's what I'm saying. I love me a little different story. Something that's not quite mainstream as far as just the narrative. He straight up, he's evil, but he was adopted by, I believe he was either adopted by and or found by or raised by his grandfather, or as an older gentleman that's raising him. And he's teaching him restraint. Now, he goes out from the village to go find like some resources for him and his grandfather. He come back. Grandfather's in half. People in the village, the village is on fire. People are dropping like flies. He come back. Now, mind you, at this point in the story, this is the beginning. He's never trained a day in his life in martial arts, but he is freakishly strong. So he comes back and he like, oh, so y'all done took out my one little handicap, my one thing that was holding me back. So he immediately, you would think he was dropping the bad guys when he came back. He started dropping everybody, the villagers and the bad guys. He just started murdering whoever came across
him. No picks.
Now he met his match because he ended up fighting against somebody who was actually trained in martial arts. They locked him up. And he now is just on a journey to gather enough strength so he can get revenge for them taking out his grandfather, as well as just do whatever it is he feels like doing. It's absolutely nuts. From the very beginning, you see that bro is on demon timing. The very first instance that you see of this man, I saw him. There was a guy who looked exactly like him that came to get him out the prison. He was like, look, you're going to be my body double because they've been trying to take me out. All I need you to do is chill out in here. They gave him poison. And they was like, this poison, as long as you chill out in here and do what we need you to do, we'll get you the antidote every now and again. You'll be straight. He straight up, he was like, cool. Y'all just, you know what I'm saying, get these handcuffs off me. I'm chilling. I'm with you. Immediately, bro's head is backwards. Oh. He straight up took that man out immediately. And that's all in the first chapter, the first episode.
And what's that called again?
It's called Mist, Might, Mayhem.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the things that Keem is dreaming of?
What have I been dreaming of? Oh, let's talk about some anime dreams. Okay. Number one. If you ever heard of D. Gray Man, you realize it was great. And then they just made it disappear. I need more D. Gray Man. I need more Sinbad. I'm uncertain why Magi has not been picked up to this day. I need more Hunter Hunter. At the end of the day, I loved reading it. But at the end of the day, it's a lot to read. Yo, them pages be dumb long. And I'm a reading dude. But I'm like, I didn't want to open up a dictionary. I wanted to enjoy this. So I need that animated post-haste. I need One Punch Man to come back. At the end of the day, we all love a super simple, get the job done kind of guy. I can't really have any complaints about that. But honestly, about everything else, right? I truly, truly need the One Piece to be real.
This guy, man. This guy right here, man.
That's what I've been dreaming of. That's just my dreams, though, you know. That's just my dreams.
I'm with you.
Now,
why don't we holler at the people and tell them what's coming up with this upcoming weekend anime? So, first and foremost, Dandadan, one of the hottest topics when we're talking about things that came out for the fall season. Obviously, a lot of controversy, a lot of possible triggers. So, for the faint of heart, wouldn't necessarily recommend it. However, a lot of people been, what do they say, simping over grandma.
She 80 plus, but
she looked like somebody's 20-year-old daughter. So, you know, a lot of people simping over grandma. And things are getting a little bit deeper than they were in the first couple of episodes. So I'm interested to see kind of what direction they're going to take with Dandadan. I'm not one of the manga people who've read Dandadan, and I'm not going to spoil my experience. I want to experience it just like most of everybody else.
Listen, I get that. And the intro is fire.
Yes.
Creepy Nut's been doing their things with A-John. Like, I don't know.
Listen. They got the catchiest intros, bro.
They really do. They really do. All right. So after that, Shangri-La Frontier is back. Now,
been waiting on that.
Listen, if y'all don't know what Shangri-La Frontier is, let me put you on game real quick, okay? Shangri-La Frontier is what we wanted Sword Art to kind of be. Now, it's a deep dive reality game. No one's trapped, though. It's a deep dive reality game. Dude only plays janky games. Like, think of games where the controls are so messed up that no one wants to play that. That's this dude's whole thing. He loves trash games. He loves breaking them, doing whatever he can. But his man's put him onto, like, a good game. Think Final Fantasy Online, World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Something like that, right? Deep dive. Dude plays a game. Crazy way. It's hard to explain it without spoiling it because I want y'all to get the full experience. But essentially, if you're into games or into anime where people play games or they dive into the games and it almost like absorbs their whole personality and they just can't live without this game because of how awesome this game is with crazy boss fights, watch Shangri-La Frontier. The new season just started. They have like 2 to 3 episodes out. You have plenty of time to binge your previous season, but take your time because the sooner you catch up, the sooner you'll be waiting.
Yep. Hurry up and wait. Classic.
Hurry up and wait. That's a good job.
Now, Dragon Ball Daima has been a hot topic. I've been hearing about Dragon Ball Daima, and look, I'm one of the people who appreciated Dragon Ball GT. So I don't have a problem with it, but people are saying that Dragon Ball Daima is giving real Dragon Ball GT vibes. It already looks like they're in Dragon Ball GT because of Goku being small again, but I think this could be good. And the good thing about all of this anime, Shangri-La Frontier, I think it's only on Crunchyroll. Correct?
I believe it's on Crunchyroll.
Dandadan and Dragon Ball Diamond we got on Netflix and Hulu.
Simulcast. Like, that's crazy.
And I think Crunchyroll.
Most likely. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I'm watching Dandadan on Crunchyroll. So, yeah, we got a lot of good things coming out.
Speaking of a lot of good things coming out, I wish Tower of God was one of them.
Stop.
Listen, man, you seen the animation this season. Don't act like you haven't seen the huge drop. Bruh, looking at the devil's right arm and all that stuff, you see what it could have been versus what it was. Like, there's still plenty of hope. There's still plenty of hope, but we won't act like season 2 has been everything we wanted to be. There's almost no one talking about this right now when this was one of the biggest anticipations after what did at the end of the season 1. I had to leave that blank because I don't, if y'all guys haven't watched this, what they did at season 1, I'm all like, oh, I can't wait for season 2. They about to. But actually, I'm currently lagging a couple episodes behind because I haven't felt the want to keep watching. I'm going to because I'm invested. But you read that, though. Like, you read Tower of God, right?
I've been reading Tower of God since it came out in 2015. So I'm a longtime fan, and if you head to my actual page on TikTok, which is Annie Poet, I've been doing a 2-chapter-a-day series where I'm going over the manga. Nothing spoiled so far, just kind of catching up to where the manga is. I think people, I do feel like there is a little bit of wasted potential, but I feel like a lot of times, Solo Leveling, for example, has been the only manhwa that has been adapted that lives up to the potential, but I think that's because they scared them like the people did with Sonic, and they were like, you better not mess this up. And we just need some of that same energy behind Tower of God. I don't think it's a bad adaptation, but I do think there could be an improvement.
That's valid. That's valid. Well, speaking of improvement, the sadness is approaching. The sadness is approaching. The feels are approaching. And that means the final episode of One Piece is approaching. I'm glad we still get to read and stuff, but this is the last episode of One Piece. We get new episode, at least, for 6 months. Yes, we're going to get some other things, but for right now, as far as in the anime canon, this is the last episode we get for the next 6 months. And I know exactly where they're going to finish it off, and that frustrates me more, because if they want like 2 to 3 more episodes, I can make more videos. But I have to figure out what I want to do with my life for the next 6 months. So I'll probably start, I guess, I don't know. I'm not watching Boruto.
Nobody's watching Boruto.
Listen, at least I got Bleach, man. I'm thankful for that.
Yes, Bleach has been one of the best anime. I didn't expect Bleach Thousand Year Blood War to do as well as it is. And that's not trying to insult it, saying that it didn't have the potential to always do that. But considering how they always say, we don't want to hear about the old anime. We don't care about the things from the past. And people be trying to play in Bleach's face like it's not one of the greatest anime ever created.
Listen.
Bleach Thousand Year Blood War has been phenomenal.
Yes. Yes, it has. And like I said, Big Three. You can't disrespect the Big Three. And Bleach Thousand Year Blood War is showing people that, hey, listen, I know it's been a long time, but they didn't forget about us. They've been waiting. Big Three. Like, wait this long for D. Gray Man, I'll wait. But like this, so when it started off, the fight, I don't know how far people are into this. I'm not going to speak too much. Listen, the fights, the details, the animation, crazy. If you only watched the previous anime, just know that you are in for an absolute treat. Everything is upscaled. And honestly, they had to separate this. It was part one of this, and now they're on part two of it. And they better continue this. I am not playing.
I mean, they got us. Come on. They got us. Plus, I heard that Kubo's working pretty closely with the project. So I don't really see it derailing unless they just really decide to screw the pooch.
Listen, here's hoping they don't, because I'm looking forward to a couple fights that I want to talk about. Spoilers.
And even though Bleach manga ended many, many a year ago, we do still have some very good manga continuing, such as Hunter x Hunter, in terms of the old dogs, is continuing with chapters releasing. And all I pray is that they don't rush my boy. Let Togashi take as long as he need to.
Listen.
Don't rush him. Don't put him on no deadline. Let him keep pumping out these chapters so we can get some sort of completion with this story.
Listen, I get that. We went from getting updates every week to once a week to once a month if he was lucky. One time it was like a 3-month John. I'm like, yo, you all right over there, Takashi? You need a little massage or something? Like, I could send someone over. Like, it's not a problem. I just need that next chapter.
Hey, keep your hands off my goat, man.
Listen, we are looking forward to Hunter x Hunter. And he has been more consistent lately. I'm not sure if that has to do with the success of a couple other things or a couple other projects dying down. Specifically, you know, My Hero being over. Damn, My Hero's over.
That's crazy.
I just, to say it out loud, just like, 10 years. The jump ran for 10 years.
10 years?
10 years. It ran for 10 years. Like, it was inspired, and then...
Hold on, that was right, yeah, because they put that out right after Shippuden ended.
10 years, dude.
Man, that's crazy.
10 years. But, speaking of manga, I'm also looking forward to... One Punch Man. Listen, I love a good gag character. Saitama is great. And I like that One Punch Man doesn't just play on Saitama just defeating everything immediately. You see all these other A-tier and S-tier characters, B, C characters doing their thing, and then Saitama comes in. And sometimes he doesn't. And this goes on breaks intermittently. Like, we got nothing off like a whole month. I kept checking my Shonen Jump app, making sure nothing was broken. But, hey, listen, we're getting updates weekly again, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. One Punch, I'm here for you. One Piece, I ain't seeing you this week because you on hiatus, but, you know.
Yeah, but it'll be in our hearts.
It's 2 weeks, though. Listen, the manga's only on a 2-week break. So, listen, in the meantime, just review previous chapters. Review it. If you get bored, start from the beginning. By the time you catch up, I promise you, is more than enough for you to read.
And this is the perfect opportunity over the course of these 6 months for the people who, like the naysayers who haven't read it, they're like, oh, it's too long. 6 months is plenty of time for you to catch up.
Plenty.
Plenty of time to catch up. And if it isn't, then you'll at least get close. You got the One Piece that's going to be coming out, which is Studio Wit's remake of One Piece.
Good, John.
That's going to be like a streamlined version. And then we don't know what the format is going to be when it comes back from the 6 months break. Hopefully it's going to be kind of like what we were talking about earlier, like what they did in the fan letter. Give us a little something in the beginning and go ahead and get to the meat and potatoes of the episode. We don't need the extra. I like that. That was very good.
You address Rosa afterwards. I'd love to see how the people reviewed them, because that was hands on.
But it leaves room for people to kind of get into those newer releases also. Like, sure. People are getting into Chainsaw Man. Don Dadon is finally getting picked up. Let's see. Kagurabachi, which unbelievable hype.
Dude.
For a first time manga that nobody was initially talking about.
The Kagurabachi hype was so real that Kagurabachi anime started trending within a week or two of it coming out. You had people making still edits and stuff, and people just clickbaity everywhere.
They were trolling pre-release, ready.
All I know is when the anime comes out, it better live up to that hype. And if not, well, listen, if you don't live up to the hype, you could always
gonna cook them if that don't. If that don't live up to the hype, I feel bad for whatever studio adapts it, because they're going to cook them.
I mean, you know what didn't live up to the hype at first, but is somehow picking up traction?
What's that?
That's Boruto. Listen,
that's reading it, though, because we ain't watching that.
And listen, if you get bored enough, right, you could watch Boruto, right? But what I've been hearing and seeing, Boruto Shippuden, a.k.a. Blue Vortex, is apparently substantially better than what they tried to force feed us initially. Heard nothing but good things about this Blue Vortex, so I'll personally have to start reading this. Probably not anytime soon. However, it's on a back burner behind some manga I got to finish. But I've heard nothing but good things about Boruto Blue Vortex. So, if you guys open to a chance, go ahead, give it an opportunity. If not, you can always watch One Piece.
Yeah, that's very true.
And then, of course, there's always Sakamoto Days. It's been picking up traction, which means people are finding more and more about it.
There's been some whispers. I've heard a little bit about it, but I want to see, based on when this first episode comes out, because they're talking about adapting it, that's going to tell me whether I want to read or watch it. But it looks interesting enough.
Yeah, totally. Listen, we'll see. Time will tell. All right. Well, let's talk about some anime news this week. Some things that were brought to my attention. Something that I wasn't exactly, wasn't on my bingo book for this month, you know?
I don't approve of it.
I don't approve of this either, but here's what happened, right? Demon Slayer has now surpassed One Piece in likes and ratings on Crunchyroll. Now, a lot of people, and if you're hearing this, you might be one of those people, just naturally don't like One Piece because it's too long and you might just click away from it. If you're one of those people that are clearly hurting One Piece, stop. Get some help, please. Okay? I enjoyed Demon Slayer, right? Demon Slayer was cool. Until I found out that the breathing styles aren't visible.
And he ruined it with that.
That really... I tried picturing some of the fights. And it's like, if the
man just run around his slice.
What is this mist style where you can't see me? Why can't you? I see you if it's fake?
Man all just out here slicing. Fake.
I'm not trying to hear that. Like, cool. They were like, Oda said the hockey is invisible. I don't care. These devil fruits not. You still getting stretched. You seeing that happen. Okay? Cool. I can't see your hand turning black. That's fine. My hands are already black. It is what it is. At the end of the day, I don't understand which one of you Demon Slayer apologists went through there. Or maybe y'all don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Y'all don't want to accept it because the series is over and y'all just took it at face value. No. Y'all, water breathing style, that fire breathing, all of it's fake. It's not fake. It's just not animated. Demon Slayer is the epitome of hyperbole. And y'all ate it up.
Literally, I mean,
you doing this.
But like, hear me out.
It's a tornado.
hear me out when I say this. I feel like Demon Slayer is good for anime in general. Agree. Because it got some of your more casual people. Like, I do streaming for Twitch. And I started streaming maybe 2 years ago. I talked about anime when I was doing streaming. And some people, they just watch video games or some other, like, just chatting content on Twitch. But when I would bring up anime, some of the only anime that people had heard of was Demon Slayer. And they really resonate with that anime. They resonate with the characters. And it was like a gateway. So I see it as the gateway for people to kind of get into anime. I like it for that aspect.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
but
fair.
I do think it's severely overrated. Because out of all the anime out there, it is a very drastically simple story. That's been told 20 million times. And I would say it's been told better than what it's been told. What Demon Slayer's been told.
Demon Slayer was that anime that came out that everyone was arguing that it got carried by its animation. And the animation is beautiful. But now that we understand the animation is fake, it just hits diff. It hits diff.
Now, speaking of just these new-gen anime that are bringing people over, My Hero, the series, is finally ended after, I mean, we touched on it a little bit earlier, 10 years of serialization, and we're going to be getting a final volume here for release in December.
My Hero was something different. Like, My Hero, originally, people were calling it Diet Naruto, amongst other things. Listen, and I understand because you know Naruto, you try to point out things to it, but that's far from it. Now, I enjoyed a lot of My Hero. I watched it. I read it. I have my gripes. Like, the main antagonist's reason for being evil, if you haven't, I'm not spoiling it. But just know, when I found out why he was the way he was, I was incredibly disappointed.
So is it like Broly, where Broly was crying?
Yes.
I mean, he got mad because Goku was crying, and that's why he's evil?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you off screen if you like. Just know that it made me that mad. Especially because he is the biggest of big bads. It just, I'm like, this can't be it. I'm like, say psych right now. Say psych. But that wasn't the case. So it is what it is. But that doesn't take away from the growth, the power scaling, the differences, and everything we see within it. Because it was unique in its quirk system. I like that. A lot of the people had, like, just powers on at all times due to their bodies being transfigured, or how life without a quirk is different from people who have a quirk, and how quirks are treated different. Like, oh, you can do a little bit of water, I can do a lot of water, so I'm better than you. It showed classism and a lot of other things in it. And I gotta agree. My Hero was different and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I just didn't like the main antagonist's reason.
And I didn't like Bakugo. All the screaming is unnecessary. Calm down, young man.
I mean, he's literally hot-blooded. Like, he literally
Maz is making his sweat explode. I ain't trying to hear it.
Exactly. You know how to make sweat constantly, you got to be hot. So he's literally hot-blooded.
I'm not trying to hear none of what you're talking about. Man got closer in his veins. Don't talk to me about this.
Listen, don't worry about Big Bad Murder Explosion God, okay? Don't talk about him like that, okay? Put some respect on his
name. We're not putting no respect on his name. Well, I mean, he improved over the course of the series.
He did.
So we'll give him a little bit of respect.
That's fair. You know, speaking of respect, we got to respect One Piece. One Piece is the gift that keeps on giving. So it's going on hiatus. But in return, we're getting a remake of Fishman Island. Fishman Island was the first arc after the time skip. So pretty much it takes place immediately after the fan letter, which to me is dope. I like that.
That is dope.
Right? I'm like,
yeah, that's dope.
So we'll see if it's just an animation shot-for-shot remake or if it's going to be a remaster as well, like condensing it, because obviously the biggest gripe for people watching One Piece is its length. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm looking forward to that. We actually have our first teaser for it already too. So I'm looking forward to this. That way it'll hold me over, not for 6 months, but you know, we take what we can get.
I'll take that. All day, every day.
All day, every day, for real. Like, listen, if y'all want to give me another remake of specifically the Alabasta arc, I love Baroque Works. If y'all want to redo Baroque Works.
Baroque Works was fire.
But if you want to redo all the Johns, Mr. Boogie Bombs, Mr. Wax.
I don't know how I feel about Mr. Boogie Bombs.
Listen, it was just, it's crazy.
Relax, bro.
Okay, now, it's about time we end this. I think we covered everything, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've gone over everything.
All right, well, it's only one last thing we have to ask. Can he beat Goku, though? Listen, all right? We power scalers have to know that Goku was not the limit. I understand and I love and respect Dragon Ball Z. Yelling makes your hair turn powers and you get stronger. Cool. We love it. Awesome. But Goku is not the strongest out there. Is he strong? Absolutely. We've seen the memes. Hey, it's me, Goku. Everything is strong. All of that. I've seen all that. But you know who we're not pulling up on?
Who that?
Usagi Green, aka Sailor Moon. Listen, if you watch it, you are not telling me that her Sailor cosmic power is being stopped by Goku. Goku lost to a dude that could slow down time.
He don't want to smoke for real.
Right? He don't. Goku lost to a heart attack. You not coming across as magical girl and walking out with your life. I'm sorry. That's just not happening. So that's just me. So can he be Goku? I don't know. But can she be Goku? Absolutely. Hands down.
Oh, man.
Oh, we got to do the outro, right? The whole...
Yes, sir.
What was Hot Topics? One Piece fan letter.
Okay, bet it.
I got to bring the mic in for this.
Also. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Will One Piece continue his fan letters? Will the hiatus really only last for 6 months? And will Blue Lock's animation ever get any better? Find out next time on Kami Conversations.
All right, and let me end.